Welcome back to the back alley where stuff gets down, and my brother Henry right here thinks he's the funniest man alive, in which he really isn't. We have no guests.
Thank you very much for
You're welcome. We have no guest. We have no guests this week. We have a couple on the board.
We will definitely be getting those in next week. It's just been a busy week. Everybody's rushing around, and we just wanted to update you on the week. And basketball practice has started. And we are almost to the fall break point in 2 days.
Yes, we are, and it's going to be a good one. We are going to have a hold on, I'm messing with my mic right here. Yes.
A man walks down the street, he says, "Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
I want a shot of redemption.
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away."
So we have a couple of things to share with you guys this week. Basketball just started actually last Monday. We didn't get to update you last week about it. It started. The intensity is high. The Blue Boys are ready versus everyone, and we are ready to roll.
Yes, we are 2 weeks deep into practice now, and
We're only
we
4 days.
yes, we're only practicing 3 days a week now, but after fall break we will be going to 5 days a week, so it'll be rough on the legs, but we're ready for it, and it's been an enjoyment.
Yeah,
I've loved
we
practice a lot so
yeah,
far.
it's in the lifting here. We have a new strength training coach, and I already feel like I'm Hulk Hogan.
Well, let's not get too far there, Andrew. But yes, I love the lifting here since we're basketball lifting. We're not pounding the weight on the bars. So we go to
No.
practice, your legs like in different parts because it's some mobility stuff. You feel sore, but you still feel good enough for
You
practice.
also just don't have time to feel sore. It's
Yeah.
always a go. It's always a go. Henry had a good saying before this podcast. What did you say, Henry?
Typically in the past, my legs are dead sometimes for practice, especially after I thought my legs were going to be extra dead because just college pace and practice. But it goes so fast, you have zero time to think about your legs and how are
Agreed.
they feeling. You just have to lock in fast the whole
Yes.
practice.
I would also like to say that we didn't get to choose our number this year, let's just say. As freshmen, that's
That's all
okay.
right.
We got picked numbers that we might
Andrew,
actually stick with.
what
My
number are you?
number, sorry about that. My number is n added. There is a three in there, however, there is an added zero. So you might as well just start calling me Stephen Wardell Curry. And you also might have to start calling Henry.
Oh, what number am I?
What
Hey,
number are you?
Henry, what number are you? Thanks, Andrew. I am number 12. And you know, at the start, I felt just fine about it. Five is my first option. That was my high school number, but I did not get that. There are a lot of older guys in front of us, but that's okay. I'm not worried about the number. But I was like, I just don't know what significance I can bring number 12 to.
And
And
what do
then
you
I,
know?
and then.
Everything relates back to one human.
Yeah, I was on the phone with my, or I was talking to my uncle, and little did we know he was number 12 in high school, and that was a big God put me in the right number situation for this first year. Shout out Vinny Thomas. Go Villagrove Blue Devils. 2002 non-state bound team.
Would have went to state if they would have beat Tuscola.
Basically, would have not hype them up. They were a wannabe state team that never
made it. Make sure you put would have.
What if?
Yeah. What if?
Would have. What if?
Yes.
Sorry, Vinny Thomas.
I would like to say that classes are going well. We,
let's talk about our first exam we took. I'd like to get to that. Let's just say my schedule's, I like my schedule, but there's one class on my, list that I'm not a fan of.
Yes, the subject is, econ.
Yes, it's just the, it's not that the class is necessarily, like, that bad. It's just some of the questions just in econ in general, you are so simple that it's hard. Because so then you'll overthink it because then you see the options and then you're like, oh, three of those could go there, but really one is the best choice.
Yeah, and you don't know the best choice until you get the results back and see that you did not do very well on it.
Yeah, you know I'm really scared for this fall break, Andrew.
What would that be?
I'm not, my mom can ask me any question, but if she asks, how was my exam?
It's not,
I'm not sure what to say.
I think you might as well just get back in the car and travel back to Illinois College.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, at that moment, drive back to college.
Indeed.
Just...
Indeed.
But let's just say, Andrew, how did it go for you? Take me through the studying process throughout the week.
Studying process
to the test.
It was more like she gave us some stuff that I knew might be on the test. I just kind of did some of that. I reviewed the notes, and there was a point that hit me where I go, "What else could I possibly do?" And that the answer to that would have been nothing, because there was nothing else I could do. I studied and studied. And I didn't think that there were any more topics that were necessary to know. So I did pretty good. I got an 85, which is not terrible for my first exam. I know some of those people out there that don't do well on their first exams because they don't know how to
prepare for it.
And... the exam was, it's just a hard topic, and shout out to those people, Cody and Jer, for knowing what economics is and how to get it done, because people like me and Henry understand it to an extent, and the extent is not much to know.
Yeah, that bar is not very high.
It is not. It is as low as a basketball could hit the floor, and that would be pretty close.
Yeah, I just wanted to take foot on my preparation throughout the week. You know, I did try,
he
Mom.
Did. Yes, he did. I think, honestly, we went to the tutor.
Yeah, I went to the tutor lady. I went to these extra sessions. And Mom, my brain just does not work like an economist.
You can't even say it.
Sorry, I'm thinking before I speak. And let's just say if we were talking basketball terms, my percentage on the test I got would be good. So I'm going to leave it at that.
That's a good analogy, Henry. Nice, yeah. Nice.
So I can't wait to get home.
It's not as bad as my free throw percentage, though.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty low.
That would honestly be showing up
for
the exam.
I think Andrew might have, but I'm just saying I feel like I prepared well. Thought I knew the information. Thought I actually did good on the test, but some things just aren't your thing. You aren't in college, and that's all right. all my other classes are my criminal justice classes. Oh yeah, that's right up my alley. And we actually learned today we're going to visit the Trooper Academy
yes.
on Halloween. That's right up my alley. Yeah, I cannot wait for that. That was my best news I heard all day. But
Henry could drop school right now and go be a cop or a state trooper right now.
Put me in the field today.
That is how I feel about what I think I want to do in my life now, and that would be being a pilot. I think that is the best choice for me, and I feel like
I like that.
God gave me that job,
yes,
and says this is what you're meant to do. Because that is the only thing that I could possibly think of where I could just drop everything right now and go do. I don't know. Something in me.
You know, our jobs pause. We want to do are...
helping others.
Yes, I love doing that.
That relates back
they're
to
like
the Thomas
base,
tradition.
They're like the basic jobs you hear of, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? And that's what, like, you know,
yeah,
those
like
jobs.
When you're little,
but like,
pilot,
they're very
cop,
influential,
firefighter,
very influential jobs in today's world, and
yes,
are in need,
in need for both, yes, for both.
So
and
we're going in the right career path.
And I'm not sure what Henry's doing, but I believe I will be. Shout out to Mom for helping me do this or figure it out. I will probably study. Or get a degree in business, like management or like finance or something that I like secondarily to being a pilot, because if there is ever a recession again, then I will be able to do something that I still love to do.
Yeah, hopefully we don't come too close of the Great Depression Part 2 again.
I agree. That would not be good.
No.
That about happened in the summer, I think, or a recession.
Recession's
stock market.
Close, not as bad, though.
Yeah, there's we don't have our first game, or at least, I mean, we as freshmen don't have our first mm-hmm. game for a while. But yeah, school's going good. We just wanted to catch back up because there wasn't a good time throughout the week last week to get this done. And I would also like to say we do have, it'll just be me on this episode, but we do have two guests coming in this weekend that will be pretty fun to talk to.
Yes,
figure out their story
on how they got to Illinois College's basketball players, and they'll take us through their journey.
What
when
are you
we
talking
get, when
about?
We get the basketball players on.
That's not the people I'm talking
I know,
about.
But when we get them on.
Okay. Yeah, yes. We are going to learn about, after that, we are going to, figure out some basketball players, how they got here, and we are also going to try to get, I wouldn't mind getting a couple esports, couple football players,
yes,
a couple track and fields,
a
couple golfs.
Point of view on the
just yeah
the
get
college.
It yes maybe a professor no I'm just kidding they probably don't have that time
Mr.
to
Walter.
Sit in there. Oh we could get him
yes he would love that
we could get him that would be that would get some views heard he is a great man
yes I love him very chill
yes
very very good man
very out
very easy to talk to
yes that's what I have heard. He helped me go through my schedule. He was pretty fun. I liked him.
I actually give a shout out to all the teachers here.
I know. This is what I was going to say.
Very charming.
I would like to shout out Residential Life for opening up their availability for the bed-off kits that Mother spazzed about in the summer. She thought the world was going to end because we didn't have loft kits, and me and Henry didn't really care.
Yes, Mom's out there. If you can't get your loft kit the first day, don't worry. We proved that it is okay with your
it's okay to be on that waiting list because
yes,
it happened.
Don't fret out.
Shout out to the RAs and the hall director for setting it up while I was at an honors event and Henry was doing nothing.
I was in here directing.
Yes, you were directing, but you were doing nothing at the time. That's when they started to help.
Yes, because it was also 8:30 at night.
I would also like to say it was about 10 o'clock when I realized I don't think we're ever going to get this done because...
So when we got the first loft kit, I had to move everything that was in the room. So I had to move this big cabinet and all these dressers to make sure we had enough space for all this stuff. Then to get that in, I had my mattress. Everything was all over the floor. Then we didn't get Andrew's till the next day, so we basically had to slightly do that again.
Then but it wasn't as bad because we had room. And we have these two little egg chairs, I think that's what they call them. We can sit in there. We have a flag hanging up, and across is our drawers and our TVs, so it makes perfect sense for a good old NFL Sunday afternoon.
Yes, we will be getting our loft kit. Or no, not our loft kit.
Pay attention, Henry. Serious?
Is it? It's just a loft, come right?
On. No, we will be getting our futon.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Sorry, I was blanking on what it was called.
We will be getting our futon.
Loft kits are just on my mind right now.
Fall break happens after class on Wednesday, and we will be going home, getting the futon.
Yes.
And that will also call for a great setup in the room. We might have to shimmy some things around. However, there will be perfect seating. There will be perfect enjoyment. And there will be greatness in Gardner Hall room 413. Yes, you have to climb 6 flights of stairs to get to where we are, but it's worthwhile. Once you enter here, you get a nice scent out of my Dachshund Scentsy, and you walk in with freshness.
Yes, I'd like to shout out. I'm just really mad that everybody thinks Gardner, parentheses, G block, parentheses, is the worst.
Why is there parentheses on as the worst? Because
it's like next to it. It's like...
Maybe an arrow. Maybe an arrow.
But I like to say G block 413 is always an event. There's never nothing boring going on in this room.
I know what I could say. I would like to shout out Nana and Papa for this one because me and Henry attended church it's Monday today. Church yesterday. And I would like to announce that that is my first time going back to church since before COVID.
Not me, since I'm a holy man.
Okay, really?
I'm just kidding. We're both good men. Good people.
Good men.
And
I would like to say the Jacksonville First Christian Church actually was amazing.
It's more of a modern Christian
maybe
church.
Maybe that's why I liked it a little bit better.
Yes, I love their modern church. I've been to one, my uncle and aunt, this past year, and it was very, very similar. Like,
there was
they got
like
a full band, play the songs, quick sermon, then maybe one more song at the end, if not none. And then it's kind of just
There was
they relate to the younger youth a lot more.
Yes, I would like to agree with that. The band was great. The singers were great. The drummer made me want to drum. And after they played their four songs. I can't recall. I think it was 6 songs. The pastor came in, said his sermon. We took a little grape juice for the blood of Christ.
Yes, but I'd like to go back to my roots.
Okay, hold on. Really, I'm trying to finish this. And we were out of there. It was awesome. It's set up for a perfect Sunday. Everybody's spirits were high.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good lesson learned.
We had a little group too.
We did. And it was just all collective, and it was amazing. What would you like to go to now, Henry? Wait, so shout out Nana and Papa.
Yes.
You just needed to know that.
Also,
I feel like.
Shout out the VG First Christian Church alums, Linda and John, and Nana and Papa as well. Me and Andrew need to make it back to our roots of that Ville Grove First Christian Church.
We do.
And, you know, just get that good.
Yeah, get that good, like...
good old traditional...
traditional hour and a half, like, sermon, then go to the Sunday school right after. Get our...
get that
donut.
Maybe get a little hot chocolate there. Maybe if you're feeling energetic, get some coffee.
And then maybe talk to about 400 people afterwards. I think that would recall for a great Sunday afternoon.
Yes. With Nana, you might not ever leave the church.
And then after that, you go home and get a good old bologna cheese mayonnaise toasted sandwich. And then you watch some TV.
Yeah.
And then you talk to about yes, made a lot of memories.
Anybody,
there.
Everybody's always got that Nana that has that special thing.
Nope, there's no Nana like ours.
No
Nana like ours.
Some people have that special thing that their Nanas make that they might just
click that is true.
And that there's that one for us.
And what would it be?
You tell me, Andrew.
The bologna cheese mayonnaise toasted sandwich. And if you're feeling frisky, toss some lettuce on it. And normally the drinks are either Kool-Aid, Papa's special Kool-Aid, or whatever it is.
A nice mix of
some iced
Sprite
tea.
And Kool-Aid.
You got
all the options.
Maybe some saltine crackers or milk.
You're working with all the options when you go to Nana's house. It's never like Nana's house at your own house.
Yeah,
it's like a whole different buffet.
You get slop, you get Oreos,
extra
you get
snacks,
fruit snacks,
any kind of snack. You open up that pantry and you're like, where did
all? Oh no, they're not Pringles. They're stacks.
Yeah,
not even Pringles.
The stacks are good.
And then normally once you open that freezer, there's always either Scooper Man.
Oh yeah.
And Neapolitan.
Every
because
Nana has ice
because
cream.
Because Papa.
Not a real Nana if they don't have ice cream at the
because
in their house.
Papa believes that for Neapolitan you can get three flavors in one. So
Neapolitan's fine if you're
it's terrible. I've been scarred.
I'm not a chocolate guy. Well, I don't mind chocolate.
Well, there's strawberry and vanilla if you don't like
yes,
chocolate.
Yes. Gives you three options to choose from. I like that philosophy he has on that.
Yes. Anyways, this escalated to a range of a topic. It's been really good. We've enjoyed life. There has been, we are thinking about getting, some more pictures for the room. However, there is no room for the pictures.
I think that's a useless purchase, and I buy a
and
lot
I
of
think,
dumb things.
And I think you are a useless purchase.
Well, some may say.
I'm just kidding. Last weekend, Saturday. It was very calm.
Yes, I love everybody. Everybody was kind of home for that weekend since all the football guys were off. And I love the Saturday chill days here because you get the whole day, you get to do whatever you want. Then you come back, you want some college football. My Colorado Buffaloes did not disappoint if anybody was watching that game. Illinois played well, but you
still disappoint a little bit.
You could clean up some mistakes in that game and we win that game.
There's also when it's a calm Saturday, when you're in your room, you can just chill. You can sleep if you want. But, like, normally you're used to being told to do laundry or get off your butt or do something productive. And, you know, here, always doing something productive. So on a calm Saturday when nobody's here, you just sit in that egg chair and maybe close your eyes.
Yeah, or maybe on that Sunday night, you're not figuring out what to do. You got all your homework done. There's just a little bit more time to do some stuff. Just shout out to all the basketball guys. We had a great time. We played hide and seek in one of the buildings. Not sure if we were supposed to be in there or not, but we played a good game of hide and seek, and we just walked around on campus, found things to do, went out on the football field a little bit, threw some football around. It was a good weekend last
It
weekend.
was very calm, very relaxing after a long week of practice. Actually, it wasn't that long because it was 3 days, so wait till you add two more days in there. Yeah.
But
I'm not sure if yeah, no, be ready and on the lookout. Follow us on Instagram. Henry, per usual, always has some random
there's
song
a
to play.
song of the
So
day that relates
add
to
us
the
on
topic.
follow us on Instagram. Be sure to like and comment. Follow us on almost any platform out there: Apple, Pandora, Spotify. Actually, I don't know if we're on Peter. Spotify, you name it. Our Instagram is TheBackAlley24. Always, you can always DM us on people you want to be on the podcast or topics you think we should talk about. Henry, I guess my name is Andrew, and
This song I just want to describe. It's
his name
a
is Henry.
newer song that people might be familiar with. Kind of describes myself as an honest person. The
This ought to be great.
title is "I Never Lie." Upcoming artist, Zach Top.
Okay, really? He's played this song about 1,000 times this week. Good night, fellas. This is the Back Alley 24.